Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
If someone flirted back, does that necessarily mean they're cheating? And she said, by the way, about people having their boundaries, which I thought was interesting. So couples have boundaries. Like, some people wouldn't be bothered if their husband, you know, had answered a strange woman online saying, "Oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm from Ireland, how are things?" Whereas other women would have an issue with that. They think that's cheating immediately because you're talking to a strange woman without telling me about it. So let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. If someone flirted back, does that necessarily mean they're cheating? Hi, Caroline. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. I don't know whether you were listening there to the Honey Trapper for the last half an hour. It was an interesting conversation and how she has been hired by women, 5,000 at this stage, to basically trap their husbands into, you know, flirting with them. Is flirting cheating?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. Okay, so are you married, by the way, in a relationship?
Divorced.
What, a divorce? Okay. See why? No, I'm joking. when you were married, did you have boundaries? Like, did you set down the rules as to what's considered to be cheating and what's not?
No, we never had an actual conversation about it. No, but like, when I say not really, I mean, like, you know, if you're on a night out and there's someone flirting and blah blah blah, like, it's a partner flirting back, it's not cheating. But your researcher did say to me, but like, what if they were texting and I was like, oh, good luck, gone straight away.
Oh, okay. So once it turns into a text, well, what's the difference between, surely it's worse in real life if somebody was at a bar or something and going, all right, honey, how's things? You look good at you tonight. You know what I mean? Surely that's even worse.
No, like what she said to me was if they flirted back. So if someone was flirting with them and you're out together and there's a bit of flirting or whatever, it's not cheating, but if it's going any further than that, then yeah, good luck.
I think it's, if you were out somewhere with your husband and he start, you know, flirting back with some blonde at the bar who was flirting with him while you were with him, I think that's disrespectful to you.
I would probably kill him.
You'd probably be right.
Okay. Probably would.
So what about, you know, what this girl does, the honey trapping? So she goes online and, you know, she starts chatting. So she gets a call from a woman and says, listen, I think my husband might be cheating. I don't know. Can you do a quick test on him there? So she does what they call it, you know, this kind of honey trap test. So she'll befriend him on Facebook or TikTok or Snapchat or whatever it is. And then, you know, start, you know, getting a bit flirtatious with him. And then if he takes the bait, then maybe get a little bit more X-rated. You know, is that fair? Because her argument, well, some people's argument, not hers maybe, is that every man will do it given half the chance. Do you think that's the case?
Not every man, no.
Mm.
I don't think, not everyone. I mean, you can't paint everyone with the same brush. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate that happens because people, particularly women, seem to think that men, every man is kind of just like that.
No, not all of them. Like a good portion of them and a good portion of them that I have met over the years, yeah, but no, not everyone is like that.
Okay, you've been unlucky, so the ones you've met. Yeah.
Just a tad.
Right, okay. And is it fair to honey trap them, or do you think that's kind of like entrapment? Is that fair to do that to them?
I don't know where I would sit on that now. Like, my kind of thinking on it is, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
Mm.
Is it fair to push it on them? I don't really know. I hadn't thought about that part of it now, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, let me go to Pauline. Pauline, hi, how are you?
I didn't know what it meant. Genuine, you'd never heard of it.
You'd never heard of honey trapping before?
I had never heard of it. But I was thinking, I was listening to the interview, I thought it was very good. But I think it must be awful to be in a relationship. I know that they suspect that their partner, or their wife or husband or whatever, husband, were involved with other people, but I think it must be an awful existence to be in a relationship and think like that, you know, whether you're married or just engaged.
Well, if you're thinking like that, the trust is gone, isn't it?
I just think it's a miserable existence. I have to say, in the marriage I was in, I have to say I was blessed. I never experienced jealousy. I was never provoked, I have to say also, in the sense that I never felt my then husband misbehaved, if that's the word to use. I don't know, or was flirting with other people. Mm. I think if there's respect, I don't think it would happen. But I think it must be an awful affliction to actually be constantly worrying, is somebody going to leave you? Is somebody involved with somebody else there? Are they messing around? Are they flirting? Do they like somebody in work? That would just be a miserable existence for any woman to go through. Instead of concentrating on being happy, I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? Like that they arrive home one day and say they want to be with somebody, or even worse, give you a disease. I mean, that would be...
That would be worse, yeah, wouldn't it? Well,
that
yeah.
That would be worse for me. I would have to say that would be... I wouldn't tolerate any kind of... If there was that in the relationship, if it happened once, that's it. I'd be gone.
Would you tolerate, say, for example, if you were with somebody and you happened to open up their laptop and you notice a few messages back and forward to a woman that were a bit flirty?
Yeah, I'd say it straight out. I would just get it over and done with. I would say it straight out. I would say to somebody, I don't care. That's it. End of story. On the other hand, that is what I would say. That's the way that's what I expect of myself, and not to flirt with somebody. I wouldn't do anything to... If I loved somebody, if I was deeply in love with somebody and they did that, were involved in another relationship, as heartbroken as I would be if it was a situation where they didn't want to leave the relationship or probably weren't going to. You see, I think it's an ego thing with men. I don't know, but to risk everything and then to see them brokenhearted because they were an arsehole. You were talking about the fact that so many men get caught because they blab their mouths off, you know.
They boast about it. Yeah, men boast about it. Whereas women are good at keeping a secret. Women are good at deception. They're better at deception.
They are because they know. I think because they know what's at risk, you know. But I mean, imagine going through a marriage years of this, that and the other. Like, it's not easy being in a marriage, going through the things that you go through. But then to turn around and take years of trust. And it does take, like, years to build trust and love. As much as you might think you love somebody... I know my parents were together for 60 years and they most absolutely adored each other. Whatever they were like in their 20s, they couldn't be without each other as they were older, as they were getting through their years. But imagine wasting, throwing all of that away in a minute, in an hour or whatever. It just would be just absolutely catastrophic. But I don't share, and I'd expect to be respected the way I would be respectful. Although I will say, if I ever met somebody... And for whatever reason, I would think this way now. I wouldn't have in the years I was married. If I met somebody and for whatever reason something was wrong in the relationship, I wouldn't hesitate at coming back and saying, I'm not happy about this. Things I probably should have said, I'm not happy about that. I'm not happy about the other. And I'm leaving the relationship. I want to be with somebody who I've met. But I would not be with them until I've done that.
Okay, well, hang on, Pauline. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Mick and John as well before the news. Mick, hi. Mick, you don't think it's cheating, and you do it yourself.
Yes, I do. Look, I know my boundaries, and my wife knows that I do talk and have the banter, as they say. But
who are you talking and having the banter with?
Right, just a stranger in a bar. Like... We go to the bar. Yeah, we have got a drink. If I met a girl at the counter, yeah, I sort of go my way and talk, and she'd still be there. And if she wasn't there, I'd still be talking. I'd still have the crack. But I know my boundaries. She knows that I know my boundaries.
Mm. Happy married.
You're happy.
Happily married 20-odd years now. And look, it's been that way from day one. And
would you do it online as well? Are you on Facebook or...?
I'm on Facebook. No, I wouldn't be that technical.
But, right, okay. You haven't messaged, like you don't message women that your wife doesn't know about.
No.
Not that you're going to tell me about it, maybe if you did. But you wouldn't.
I can't say it now. I know, but on a serious note, no, I can't. Or I don't. And even if I did, if I was out at night and had fun with a girl, good crack, as I call it, yeah, I'd have no problem telling my wife what happened and where I was. And chat about this one. And
is it appropriate to be out somewhere, you know, having good crack with another woman when you're married? Is that appropriate,
no,
you think?
No.
Yeah, why should... No. Why not? Oh, my God. Why? Well, the way I see it, you don't go into a rabbit hole just because you're married. You know, I love going out meeting people. Like, it doesn't have to be. I'll talk to strangers as good as I talk to my friends. No problem at all. Yes, and yeah, I enjoy talking to girls. It's just I don't disrespect girls or ladies. Just because they're ladies doesn't mean I can't have the heck with them.
Yeah,
like,
so,
the boys.
Yeah, so there's a bit of flirting going on back and forward, like a bit of crack.
Yeah, with a bit of crack within reason.
Bit of flirting.
You have to know your boundaries, and you have to be with someone who understands you and understands that. And if there's no understanding or no trust in the relationship, there's no point.
Yeah, but Pauline, is that okay if he's out somewhere and he's having a bit of crack with another woman, strange woman? And
not if it's a strange, but if it's a friend of yours and your husband knows that you're friends and probably their friend as well, that's no harm. No harm at all. But not with somebody that you just bump into and you sit like a couple of the night. No, that's not.
But would it not be just good to get to know that person? And, you know, like...
No.
Get to know the person and talk.
Caroline, is it not just good just to get to know that person?
No. That's like chatting somebody up.
Yeah.
Like a couple with me.
What's wrong with chatting someone up without a goal? You're bound, you know,
I
your boundary.
Mickey just told us you're happily married. And now you're saying, what's wrong with chatting somebody up in a bar?
Yeah, if you're thinking about chatting somebody up, there's something seriously wrong in your own relationship.
I just use the bar as a situation. It can be anywhere.
Well, whatever, yeah. Tesco's, whatever, yeah.
You can talk to people. It doesn't mean...
No, there's no harm in talking to people. If you're looking for information, there's no harm in talking to people. But you don't just fire up a relationship with a complete strange a woman who's a stranger to you and your wife with a view of chatting them up, was the term we used a second ago. You know, that's not something you do if you're married. I don't think so, anyway. Not in my book.
Could just sit with them all night having a chat like a couple, you know, and then, I mean, I don't think it would be right.
Well, I don't mean chatting up, but I mean talking to them, to know them.
Getting to know them, that's what I mean.
Is it just because you're married, you can't get to meet new people or get to know other ladies, other gentlemen.
Yeah.
You're teetering on the edge there, Mick. Just want to let you know. Go on. Sorry, Caroline, what are you trying to say?
No, I was just saying, like, if you're feeling the need to be chatting up other women in a bar, like, you're obviously not happy in your own relationship.
Well, I'm never as happy. But I feel, look, I don't go out to the bar. I don't go out to the bar looking to chat up. I says, if there was someone there, yes, I would chat them up. I would say hello. I'd have the banter, have the crack.
Okay, but hang on. Let me just bring John in as well before the news. John, hi. How are you?
I'm not too bad, yourself.
There you go. Mick doesn't mind, you know, a bit of chatting up, a bit of banter, a bit of crack with women. His wife doesn't even know.
I think Mick is a breath of fresh air. I think he's the right attitude. His definition of chatting people up is not the sleazy part of chatting somebody up. Even though your wife is sitting down, maybe with her friends at the other end of the bar, and here's you trying to maybe get to know someone for some other reason. He just sounds like a guy that I'd love to have a point with. I say he talks to everybody, I say, male and female. He likes to meet new people. He's a friendly guy. And if there's a bit of flirting going on, what the hell is wrong with that?
Probably harmless. I mean, it's not like an insult, isn't it? He's harmless. Mick, you know, the strange woman that you meet in the bar that you'd have to crack with and the banter with, right? What would you do at the end of the banter? You know, and she was just nice. They were being nice to each other. At the end of the banter, says, listen, Mick, thanks. I had a great night. Listen, give me your phone number there.
Be careful how you answer that.
Oh, no, hang on. Mick, what would you say?
I'd say, well, look, she'll know half through that conversation that I'm married.
That's not the question I asked you. So you've had the crack, you've had the banter, the bit of chatting up, as you say. And at the end of the night, she says, Mick, listen, that was just a great night, Mick. We really enjoyed ourselves. I really enjoyed myself tonight. You're a great crack. Give us your phone number there.
One minute till it takes me a wife or she'll flip and kill me. No, on a serious note, I have no problem in meeting her again and having the crack with her. And why not bring my wife with me the next time to meet her? If she's a good character, if she wasn't a good character, I wouldn't be spending half the night talking to her. And she wasn't.
And your wife would be okay with you coming home and going, you never guess what? I spent 4 hours with a woman tonight. She was lovely. Listen, the next time I meet her, do you want to come along? Yeah. And I know it. Mick, I can tell you where your suitcase will be. Your suitcase will be in the front garden, Mick, the next one. Sorry, John. What are you trying to say, John?
Just because I'm a fella, it doesn't mean I can't have good friends with
oh, yeah, of course. You can. It's the way you go about it. Yeah, sorry, John. Go ahead.
This is the problem, though, you see, with the political correctness, don't you know, and that you can't speak to anyone, no, but there's an ulterior motive. Like, there's nothing wrong with a bit of flirting. And especially guys like me that are married a few years. Like, consider your earlier conversation, right, with that other lady, right? Not every fellow is willing to take a chance that can destroy his wife and his home and his family and all. They like a bit of flirting. If a girl flirts in the bar with him, like, it's good for the ego, but you're not going to take it any further. There's nothing wrong with flirting. Nothing at all. No, I was in a misfortunate position one time with my long-gone ex, no, at this age, and I told her that this girl was chatting me up, like, and whatever, and it was a political thing, and I started. And Jesus Christ, it was like Armageddon. I might as well have got naked and swung off the chandeliers, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
I mean, why was she chatting you up? Were you encouraged? Not? No, I wasn't. And why should she pick you? I said, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't know, like the other lad on the phone. I said, you know me, I talk for Ireland. And I said, and then of course your one happened to ring me.
So you gave her your phone number as well?
No, she had it. Everyone
has it.
It was a political thing, so we all had each other's numbers, right?
Yeah.
But, like, there was nothing going on, like, but, I mean, of course, I went in where no man should ever go, just like the whole Star Trek thing, right? What I said, and she was getting hard out and bottom. I said, Jesus, you're being hysterical. Jesus, lads out there, right, whatever you say to a woman, they say you should never use the C word, right, but don't ever use the H word either, because if you call a woman hysterical, it's all over.
It's done. Sorry, Pauline, go on, I'll give you the last word there, Pauline, because we're going to break. Go on.
I'd love to know how that man who chats up women met his wife.
The man who chats up women.
Mick,
yeah, you'll be forever known, Mick, as the man who chats up women. All right, well, listen, lads and ladies, John, Caroline, Pauline, Mick, thank you. That was an entertaining conversation. It didn't go the way I expected it to go. I remember many years ago, we had a guy come on the air very briefly because I've now gone way over time. And it was about 7-8 years ago. And he says, of course all men cheat. He says, I cheat. I said, do you? And he goes, yeah. He says, I'm getting married in 6 months. But he says, of course, every now and again, he said, you might have a swing, you know, and you meet up with a girl and it's a quick one. No one knows about it. And I go, and he says, it's not like I'm going to tell everybody. And I said, you do realize you're on the radio. So then about 10 minutes into the conversation, I get in my ear from the producer. There's a girl on the line. Her name is Claire. Put her on straight away. So I put her on straight away. She said, is that he? His name he was using on the air was John or something. Or Dave. Dave it was. And she said, is that Paul such and such? I know your voice. I know your girlfriend. And you're a stupid beep, 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 beep. And I'm going to tell her. And he hung up as quick as you can say jack shit. We found out the next day. He rang us the next day. He was chucked out of the house when he got home. Oh, it was all over the newspapers. It was everywhere. It went viral. It's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, put in Niall Boylan and Cheating Dave, you'll find it. It was hilariously funny. Not for him, obviously. He came on the following night to give us an update. But it was the end of the relationship. Stupid boy. He came on the air and admitted he was cheating.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.